Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Vancouver, unfortunately, I have to reschedule. There's a lot that goes on to getting in and out of our countries, and until that's a little easier, I'm going to have to postpone the Vancouver and the Edmonton shows. But Thursday, March 3rd, I will be at Zany's for one night only. And Friday, March 4th and Saturday, March 5th, I'll be in Lexington. Get all your tickets at RyanSickler.com.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Nightpan Studios. I'm Ryan Sickler, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. If you are watching the show, please hit the subscribe button. I can't tell you how much it means to us. It's nothing, especially if you're strapped and you're like, Ryan, you can hit me up so much. How can I help the show? I don't have any money. Hit subscribe. That's it. It means nothing to you and everything to us, all right? The Patreon show. I got to keep telling you about the Patreon show. It's one of my favorite things to do. I absolutely love my job. The Honeydew with y'all, and I'm highlighting the lowlights with y'all, and y'all have not let me down, man. The stories continue to come in. It is a wild, wild show. If you subscribe, it's $5 a month. If you're staying for a year, you get over a month free, and you're getting the Honeydew a day early, ad-free at no additional cost. I haven't raised the price. We're keeping it at that. So go subscribe today. And if you or someone you know has that story that has to be heard, please submit it to honeydewpodcast@gmail.com. All right? You guys know what we do over here. We highlight the lowlights. I always say these are the stories behind the storytellers. I'm very excited to have this guest back on the Honeydew. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back George Perez, everybody. Welcome back to the Honeydew, George.
What's up, my boy? Thank you so much for having me back. To all the Sickler fans out there, thanks, man. Like, hey, I'm back.
You are back. Yeah. And before I say anything else, give me a little love, brother. Thank you. Congrats on being a paid regular at the Comedy Store.
Thank you. Hey, we're made men, dog.
Dude, we did it the same night together. Not only did we go in together, we did it the same night, and I brought you up.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, dude, you fucking slayed. I've been saying you had the best. There's no hands down the best set of the night. Not just of the showcases. You had the best set of the night, dude. You shredded that.
Thank you, brother. Hey, you know what? I want to. You're not lying, because somebody came up to me and they're like, yo, Sickler was giving you props in the main room, in the green room, about your grandma getting deported joke.
100%.
That shit really happened.
I know. And that's what I'm saying was the only, the police raided the house and the only illegal thing in there was your grandma. Smoking weed while they're taking her ass out of there. I remember the line, the only grandma I ever lost. I was like, yeah. Dude, that's a great joke. That's the shit I remember.
Sometimes.
I can't remember people's names or whatever, but like, dude, that bit, that means more to me anyway. I don't give a fuck if you know my name's Ryan or Brian. I don't give a shit. Anyway, congrats on being a paid regular at the world-famous Comedy Store. It's a big deal. fun to go on with you.
Thank you, brothers.
And check out George's last episode where Salt Off Sundays was coined. It was a great episode. But if you want to promote anything now, please do everything you want up top.
Yeah, follow me on Instagram, Twitter. If you're married, you probably still have a Facebook with your wife. It's George P. Comedy. YouTube, George Perez Stories. Also, follow Fools Gone Wild. That's who I tour with. I tour with Fools Gone Wild and the Funk Freaks. And hey, I'm back. We're going to go into detail about everything, and it's on. Yo, paid regulars, my boy.
Paid regulars. All right, so last time we were here, we talked about a lot of the shit you did that landed you in prison, and we touched on prison. But I was telling you before we record, I'm fascinated by prison. I love all the locked up shows. I love Locked Up Abroad.
What do you think of those shows?
I know it's a little bit hokey and shit like that, but I also can't believe there was a person that was convinced to do the shit these people have done.
I know.
You know, I'm watching this guy over in like fucking Brazil, and I'm like, you're about to put 2 pounds of heroin up your asshole. You know, I'm not even part of it, and I'm getting anxiety like, this motherfucker's crazy.
Yeah.
So I, as a person, my whole goal is to never, I don't even want to do jail, never go to prison. Jail and prison are different fucking neighborhoods.
Yeah, they're way too different, because when you're in jail, you're, how can I say it, governed, or you're, the people in charge of you are sheriffs, and they know you're not going to be there too long. Now, when you're in prison, they're correctional officers.
Yeah, you're detained in jail. Yeah. You're living in prison.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's two different shit. Like, when you're in the county, your clothes, all that crap, it's not going to go with you. When you go to prison, it's a whole new thing.
So I was saying to you, like, I want to talk more about this lifestyle, because there are people who want to go to prison. You were like, I know those fools. I'm like, yeah. There are people whose sole purpose in their life is like, I want to go live in that institution.
Yeah, they play Monopoly and they get to get out of jail card and they burn it. Get this shit out of here.
Have you seen guys literally that could get out and or went right back? Is that what you mean? They get out and they go right back in?
Yeah, it's a whole different system. I mean, it's kind of like the army, bro.
That's what I'm saying. It's an institution for sure.
And then plus, all right,
so talk to me. Walk us through the first day you're going to prison, not jail. Prison.
You ready for this shit?
Yeah, day one in
prison. I won't
prison.
Forget it, bro.
Because I don't remember if you told us on the last episode.
No, I did
episode.
Not.
Okay.
Christmas Eve.
Already. Christmas Eve is how it starts.
And I'm fucking, I shaved the night before because I know my family's going to come visit me. It's Friday.
All right, what did they get you for?
They got me for this last one was assault. Aggravated assault, street terrorism, gang enhancements, and a GBI, great bodily injury.
Okay, what? First of all, what is a street terrorism?
Street terrorism is, in that era, if you were considered a gang member and you were with more than 2-3 people.
They made up a term.
I was like, what the fuck? I look Indian, but I'm not.
He's a terrorist? He's a street terrorist.
Yeah, okay, street terror. Okay. And this happened at the basketball court. So, yeah, two different shit. But, yeah, they got me for that. And then the GBI is a great bodily injury.
And what did you do to that person? Can you say? I know there's some shit you can't talk about.
No, I could say this because it's already done. So I broke his eye socket right here. He had to have, like, a plate. And I guess it's connected to, like, your breathing passages. So that his fool pumped it up. He showed up to fucking court like Darth Vader. Remember when they found him? He had one leg. And they were like, and then that fool got mad because his kids were. Yeah. And I was like, fuck. Like, you were breathing when I left. But hey, I beat him up so bad, I told myself, get in the fucking car.
You're like, I gotta get
And a
out
lot of
here.
People don't know this, but the real reason I was defending is my son was on the fucking playground. This wasn't even gangster shit. There was two men playing basketball.
No.
And this fool thought he could punk me. And I'm good in basketball. I was. I'm not good no more. I can't play. But I was scoring on him, clowning him. And, you know, this is right before I become a comedian, but I still have those comedic, like, burns. Like, you know how it is, dude. When you're a man and you're getting burned by another man. And I just had to whip his ass. And, yeah. So I got locked up for all that shit, but going to prison? Fuck, man.
Now, why is... Okay, I want to ask you this. What was it, a culmination of all the shit that you've done up to this point plus this to put you in prison? Or is this... If you had been clean, would this one offense be prison worthy?
The only reason it was prison worthy is because of the GBI.
Got it. Okay.
That comes like... They should... I should have done 6 years.
Years?
Yeah. Because a GBI is a 3-year enhancement. Like, yo, you fucked this, like...
Enhancement. I love that that's the word.
You know, that fucking Giselle, Giseline, who? I don't even know her name.
For who, though?
Huh?
That's an enhancement. For who? For the system.
Yeah, and I was like, the more money.
Of course, keep the bed full, yes.
And, man, I was in the county because you got to go to county for your trial. I fought this shit. And then
you're fighting a lot, bro. That's what got you there in the first place.
The only one I lost. It's the only one I lost. So before this, though, I mean, I had great parents, bro. It's a lot of people say it's parents. I had great fucking parents, man. My mom used to look for me at night with knives and shit. Even my friends were like, yo, your mom's looking for you, dog.
The gangbangers are saying that.
They're like, yo, your mom's looking for you with a bat and a knife. And I was like, fuck. I had to sneak into my own house and be like, I was in the room the whole time. What are you talking about? So we're going to go now to my first day in prison. It's Friday. I won't forget it. It's like fucking 2 a.m. And the cop's like, Perez, you're catching the chain. Catching the chain means is you're going to go upstate to Wasco Prison. And it's showtime, dog. And they're just like, look, don't fucking bring underwear. Just fucking wear your jumpsuit, fucking sandals, and that's it. You're not none of this. You're. And I was like, all right, whatever. And you're allowed to keep the letters and pictures that your family. You know, I was writing my family letters. They're writing me. I got to keep all that. And what? Hey, damn, I'm having like a weird flashback. It's like a weird train ride. And everyone's...
You're on a train?
No, I mean a bus. Okay. It felt like a train though because the bus is old. And you're all...
I've seen that bus on the highway.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
And you're like chained, bro.
To what? The seat?
No, to each other. So it's called the catching the chain. So like I'm handcuffed. My hands and feet are handcuffed.
Okay.
The guy next to me is handcuffed, and there's a fucking chain going through all of us.
Every single... Oh, I see.
Kind of like...
So if one goes, you all gotta go. Yeah.
Remember God. Marshall Harrison Ford and shit like that? It was like that. And,
got it.
And, you know...
And is it two per seat? Is that the way?
It's two per seat.
And this thing snakes through all of you.
Yeah, and it's already race separated right now. You're like, they already know, like, they got the blacks over there, they got the whites over here, and they got the others over here.
The others.
Yeah. You know other. You know what others are?
Uh-uh.
So they have a group called Others where they don't associate their politics with no one. They're just in their own lane doing shit. Because, like, how in the fuck are you going to be Mexican if...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
If you're from Russia, there's like, so that's where it breaks off. So we get to Wasco. That's probably what, 20 degrees. I'm fucking freezing, bro. We're outside and they're like, hey, this is it. You're no longer our property. You belong to the state. And we walk into a building.
Are you scared?
I'm fucking scared as fuck, but in my face, I'm just like,
sure.
Bring this shit. Bring this shit.
That's what I want to talk about.
Yeah.
Because I watched some shit today where it was a woman's prison. She walked in. You could see the fear on this lady's face. And I was like, they're going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
But you know, you also have this thing where you know some people in there at the time, right?
I mean,
I know that's a little comforting, but I couldn't imagine going in and being like, I don't know anybody in there that I could trust or even ask questions. So it's on your face, I'm hard, but inside you're like, I'm fucking, oh my God.
All that shit got stripped from me. Because when I walked in, I thought it was going to be like fucking Shawshank Redemption where y'all walk in and they're all laughing at you and shit. No, you walk into a building and there's women walking. There's women in there. doing the reception, and they're like, get naked right now. And I was like, what the fuck? They're like, get naked. And then now there's 300 naked motherfuckers. And they're like, all right, boom. Check. They checked all my tattoos because they're profiling you where they're going to send you. They're like, all right, where can I send this fool? Oh, yeah. And you know me, everyone says, I've never been a gang member or nothing. They're like, what's that tattoo? That tattoo. Then they go to this chart and they're like, okay, we know who you are. We know where you're going. And they, boom. As soon as I get up there, the lady was just like, what's your name? Boom. She looked it up. There's a fucking fight, bro.
What do you mean?
So
while you're standing there talking to this lady, a fight breaks out.
Yeah. And it didn't even break out in terrible. The building. It broke out on the yard. I haven't even been to prison yet. Like, you're in the reception of it. And they had to bring this white boy, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. It was like swole ass white boy got brought in. His face was like completely just red. All, and I was just like, all right, homie, it's going down. In my head, I was just like, hey, man, it's going down. All right, cool. And then that's when everyone just, they separated us because they didn't know if it was going to ricochet in there with us. Because, you know, the whites seen their homeboy fucked up and they're like, what happened? And he's just like, they put him in a cage separate. I don't know what was going on. He owed money, what the fuck it was. But that was my first experience of like, hey, dog, they kill. Like, they kill here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then,
yeah, I know exactly what that's what I'm scared of. Yeah.
So for any,
I've watched some shit. I don't mean to interrupt.
No, you're
watched
good.
Some shit where, and I've talked about this before, where I learned like whites here, blacks here, Mexicans here. And like, if you, this is the end, literally the end of the bunk bed. This guy was standing over here, but facing him doing shit, but his feet were in the Mexican side.
It's over.
And they kept telling him, yo, so they finally went to the leader of the whites and was like, if your boy does this shit again, we're taking him out. And he was new. So they went to him and said, look, we don't know you. We don't give a fuck about you. Yeah. This is your last warning. If you go over there, you're not starting trouble for us. We're letting them fuck you up. And well, then he got it right away, you know?
Yeah, see, what should have happened, and I'm not trying to tell any race how to do it, but if that was in my situation, I would have went up to the guy and be like, hey, homie, you're new, huh? Hey, check it out, man. You're one of us now. You represent us. So let me give you a little bit of sklecha.
Yeah.
Sklecha means schooling.
But see, the Mexicans did that. They were cool about it at first. And that's why they were upset. Like, homeboy keeps doing it.
Yeah.
We told him once. Mm-hmm. That's it in prison. One fucking time.
Yeah.
I'm scared of it. I don't think I could go to sleep. But that's what I want to get to next. All right. So get through today. Because I want to know about the first time.
You don't even want to do it.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, the day,
I feel like I'm going to stay awake until my body just collapses.
Okay. So after that, they give you a laundry bag because you're in reception. Wasco is a reception and a prison yard. Reception is they're going to interview you and let you know, like, hey, this fool's a fucking psycho. We got to put him in a ward. Excuse me. Or they're like, you know what? This guy, he's like a gangster, but I can see it. It's just an evaluation. My points were too high. I was in there for a violent crime. So the point system is, I think it's 1 through 18. You're on a level 1 yard. That's where, like, when Tommy Chong got locked up, he was locked up in Fairfield. It's a level 1 yard. No real criminals as far as, like, abusive. Level 2 yard is the same shit, but, you know, it's – but the 3 and the 4, Ryan, it's fucking
as UFC
rocking, bro. Yeah.
It is.
No, it is, bro. It's like – and Wasco's a 3 and a 4 yard.
Just that.
Yeah.
But so the whole place you're in is nothing but aggressive fucking convicts.
Yeah. And every yard has a 1 yard because it's the workers and shit. Because you can't let these other guys work in the kitchen. They'll fucking kill each other.
Right, yeah. Good point, yeah.
Yeah, so you have to have 1 yarders there.
Okay.
And, but, oh, dude. So they give me my laundry bag and shit. And I'm like, and one of the homies is like, I know people there, but they're not my friends.
Right.
They're like fools I used to gangbang with when I was younger. And they're like, what's up, homie? I thought you were doing comedy. What are you doing here? And I was like, I guess the jokes didn't work. Eh? And then I was like, you know, some bullshit I did. Something I got caught up in. And I knew I was only doing 3 years. So you, like, they ask you, how much time are you doing? And that's where you got to be super respectful.
So you got reduced from 6 to 3?
No, I only got 3 because I got a great lawyer. And when I went to court, the judge is like, you know what, man? you haven't been in trouble in 12 years, George. You're a father. You're doing good. So many people wrote letters for me. And he was like, I'm just going to give you 3 years. And I was like, oh, shit.
Dang. Isn't it crazy that you're thanking somebody for three years of prison?
I wrote him. I wrote him while I was in prison. His name was Judge Wapner.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, he was in Newport.
Not the People's Court.
Yeah, that's what everyone was like. No, I'm not making this shit up.
Judge Wapner, the OG People's Court.
I didn't even think of that.
Was it him? He was a retired judge.
No, this guy was, you know, I don't ever judge nobody for being racist. This guy had no racist bone in him. I could feel it. He was fair.
Judge, yeah.
Yeah, like he wrote me back too. He was just like, you know what? I hope you do good in your life. I took a chance on you, guy. And I was like, I got your back. He wrote me back, bro. I wrote him. He's like,
you gotta invite him to, if he's still alive, bring him out to the comedy store, man.
Yeah,
for real.
You won't believe it. I love how you always, I seen him later when I went to my brother's court. But anyways, so you get your laundry bag and now they're taking you to your fucking prison cell. Once the gate opens, there's signs on the wall that say no warning shots.
God, everything, I'm scared of everything.
Yeah. And there's these guys in towers with fucking AR-15s.
Ready.
Just, if you put your foot on the fence, they have a right to shoot you. And that's called an escape now. One foot.
I see. That's considered an escape.
One
foot. Even if you're tying that shoe or something.
Yeah, like I would look at the fence and be like, it's the first time a Mexican seen a fence. And I was like, nah. Nah.
I ain't climbing this one.
Nah. I'm good. So I get to the craziest yards in Wasco are D4 and D5. D5 is now the hole, the shoe program. Or I was in D4.
So what does that mean?
D4 is 23-hour lockdown.
All because of this aggressive charge?
No.
Enhancement?
It's just how it is.
Is that how it starts, or that's just how prison goes?
It's a reception. So they know, like, hey, if we let these motherfuckers out, shit's going to crack.
Okay.
We can't let – we didn't even get yard. Like, it was just
– 1 hour a day.
1 hour. And check this out. All my enemies live under me. Under me.
On the floor below you?
Yeah, right there. And then there's a vent and they're talking shit. Fuck you, motherfuckers. I can't wait. And the way me and my people are, we don't say nothing. We avoid it. Like, yeah, okay, whatever. We put like little paper over the vent. We have to hear them sometimes. And I get there. There's some fucking lame ass fool that was my cellie. I couldn't stand this fool.
How many in a cell? That's what I want to ask. Okay, just you and one
dude,
other person.
Dude, it's too dangerous. Yeah. And this guy was a weirdo, bro. Like, weirdo. Like, he was trying to scare me. But that's beyond that. This is my first night.
Like, mental, like, trying to get weird on you, like, crazy?
Yeah, well, he was trying to scare me because he was hiding something. I figured it out later. I'm like, what the fuck? What's this fool hiding? And I told that fool, hey, dog, let's get down. When you're in prison and it's your own people, you have to be like, hey, look, I have a problem with you. So get your knife and I'll get mine and we'll just go at it. And then I'm cool. Or we can fight one-on-one. And I told him, hey, dog, we're going to have to get down. And then he pushed the button and left. Like, you could tell the cops, hey, I'm in my fear and I want to get out of here. But the first night we're there.
Yeah, I want to get to falling asleep eventually.
I didn't get a chance to fall asleep. You clean your bunk. I'm talking, you better clean this shit. Like, if it's a garage sale toy.
God, I can't imagine.
You know what I mean? So I got my soap. I got a rag. I fucking cleaned it all. I cleaned the floor. I cleaned everything. Put my mattress shit on. And then I'm kind of tripping because it's freezing. And all you have is a jumpsuit. So the homie's like, hey, put a t-shirt over your head. It's going to get cold. Wrap it on your head. Wear your jacket when you sleep. And I was like, I don't want to get this shit wrinkled, but I want to live. So I'm about to put my jacket on. And then out of nowhere, the fucking gooners come in. The gooners are like the SWAT team of probation, of correction officers. I guess the day before I was in prison, our people jumped the cops.
Oh, man.
And the guy who started it is the guy's cell I came into. That's why they kicked him out.
Ah, okay. That's what he was hiding.
So I haven't even laid in my bed yet. and they fucking go to my room, rip all my sheets off to see if we had weapons.
I just cleaned that.
Yeah. And then when they search you, they put you out on the yard and you have to go through a metal detector because sometimes people have metal in them. And that was my first fucking night. And then I just, I remember like walking back and shit. And it's like, oh, fuck, how old was I when I went in? I was 30. And it's just a trip because there was fools there that were like monsters, bro. Like you could just, and one of them was like.
Tell me about the baddest dude in D5.
D4.
Four.
He was, I'm not going to give up my homie, but there was an enemy in there that was fucking crazy.
I mean, was there a guy in there that you just, everyone, regardless of race or whatever, was like, that fucking guy, he's the baddest motherfucker. Like, if you had to have prison against prison fights, who's the one dude that's repping this prison?
I don't know. Because
there were some tough ones, huh?
Yeah, but there was one dude that came out on the news while we were watching it. He was from Bakersfield. He was from a gang called Country Cowboy Crips. And this fool went into the fucking club, looked at the camera, was like, what's up, my boy? And just fucking boom, 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 shot that motherfucker, drank a beer, and left.
Damn.
And it came out on the news while we were there because they housed him at Wasco where we were at. And he was a disrespectful ass fool. And I won't forget this fool. He's probably doing life. I mean, he has to be, but like, yeah, he was a fucking, he was a piece of shit dude. Like, so if he's our enemy and any door opens, I have to fucking run out there.
That's the way it works. Yeah, tell him. I know you can't say everything, but.
No, but like, so say me and you are cellies. Mm-hmm. Your name's Rain.
We'll call me Raul. I'll take Raul. That was my name in Spanish class, Raul. The teacher said there is no Ryan in Spanish. She's like, I'm going to call you Raul. I go, what is that? She goes, Ralph. I was like, God damn it, I'll take it. And all right, so we're cellmates. By the way, you're locked up with one person for 20. Those 23 hours, you're with somebody?
Yeah.
That would drive me nuts.
Well, it's kind of like we're at war. Mm-hmm. So it's like, say me and you are locked up. It'd be cool because I'd be like, hey, so check this out. What's your schedule like, brother? When do you want to work out? When do you want to eat? So I give you the whole space. I'll lay on my bed for you for 4 hours. And then you lay on your bed for me for 4 hours. That way I can read. When you're on your bed, you read a book. You write a letter to your loved ones. It's like it's a camaraderie. It's like, yo, homie, this is us. But that fool that I had first, wasn't with the program. So I had to like let him know, man. And yeah, bro. So that guy that killed that fool, he decided to piss on one of our doors. Cause they give you a day room, and he pissed on one of our doors. And the next chance we had, we got that fool out of there. Just attacked him. Yeah. Damn, fool, you brought back some crazy memories.
You need more water.
Yeah, man. You know, it was a trip though too, Ryan. I seen childhood friends in there in that prison. Because after I was in D4, they moved me to A1. Now that's prison mainline life. Like where I was at, the cops are like, we're not going to deal with you guys. You're going to be in your cell for 23 hours. You're going to take an hour to fucking take a shower, say hi, do whatever you got to do, and you go back in. Now in this other place, cell living, more people.
Okay. Now how long are you before you're moved into that area?
It matters. It took me 3 months.
Man, you were on lockdown 23 hours a day for 3 fucking months.
Dude, I did 90 days in the shoe. And that with the hole.
Is that the hole? Okay, the shoe.
I wasn't in the shoe. I was in the hole.
What's the difference?
The shoe's a program. Like some people, like my one of my best friends, my brother Evans, he did 13 years in the shoe.
God. I'm still thinking 90 days in the hole.
Yeah.
How much out of that are you? 24?
What do you mean?
I mean, how much, like, do you get out at all? No, 5 minutes? Nothing?
I mean, they let you shower once a week in the normal shower.
Week?
Yeah. Well, you just got to shower in your cell. I mean, in the little, the little
you
cell.
You take, like, a bowl of water and just cleaners, though?
It's crazy because there's, like, five all other
cells. This is a 10 by 10 room. How big is the hole? Smaller than this, right?
From this table to the wall.
That's it.
From yeah, right here. Maybe here.
Shit, that's like a 5x5.
Yeah, and there's a toilet there. There's your bed, and then there's just a door in your little area right there. And nothing. You don't have no extra food. You don't have none.
Books.
One book. Yeah.
Anything to write with? No, probably.
That little ass pencil you get for like questionnaires at Whole Foods.
So what are you doing to keep your mind sane?
I'm fucking working out.
Yeah.
Not jokes. Like, like thinking of any. You're allowed to get mail. I remember getting mail once. Oh, I won't forget that letter.
90 days of darkness and solitude.
Mm-hmm. And then like under, so the doors are kind of. So if this is the floor, this is the door. And then I just started going under the door. Hey, well, so who else is in here?
You're trying to get stage time. Hey, y'all. How many of y'all out there smoke? Yeah, we smoke. All right. That's my man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I ain't going to lie. I started telling jokes to those fools. I was just like, what's up, homie? Hey, like, I remember doing, I was like, hey, homie, it's hard doing comedy in prison. They're like, why? I'm like, everybody's so captive. And then one of the homies was like, yeah, my tooth hurts too. I go, no, not a cavity cap, fucking cabron, captive.
I've been recommending that everyone listen to the How to Buy a Home podcast. And so many of you have already listening and already on your way to buying a home. In fact, David has an incredible episode that just dropped last week where he interviewed this young guy who happens to be a Honeydew listener. All right. A year ago, he had no job, zero credit, and the bank denied his home loan. And then he heard about the How to Buy a Home podcast because of the Honeydew, and he contacted David. Now, he's closed on a $200,000 three-bedroom home with a two-car garage and a huge basement on a half acre. I know buying a home in today's market feels impossible, but it's not. You've got to check out the How to Buy a Home podcast. If you haven't started listening yet, David can help you too. It's an incredible resource for anyone who's interested in buying a home, whether that's in the next month, next year, or in 5 years. And who knows, 2022 could be the year that you finally own your own place. Host David Sedoni has been helping first-time buyers like us for years. I'm telling you, if you're thinking about buying a home next month, next year, in 5 years, listen to the How to Buy a Home podcast today. David can help. Find How to Buy a Home wherever you listen to podcasts. Whether it's saving more and spending less, getting organized, or losing weight, there's a lot of worthwhile goals to set for yourself this year. At the top of my list is learning a new language with Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. I told you all already, before they even came to me, I was already using Babbel because I believe in Babbel. Been learning my Spanish, brushing up on it. And not only is learning a new language a fun and engaging new hobby, you can use it while traveling. The whole Babbel process is addictively fun, fast, and easy. Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons for the real-world use, okay? So when I take my lessons, I'll do my lesson. They'll speak it to me in a male and a female voice. Then you have to write it back. So you're constantly redoing it and, you know, repeating steps and hearing it in different ways, and it really helps. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching method has been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and your accent. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, video stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, when you purchase a 3-month Babbel subscription, you'll get an additional 3 months for free. That's 6 months for the price of three. Just go to Babbel.com and use promo code Honeydew. That's Babbel.com, code Honeydew. Babbel, language for life. Now, let's get back to the do.
Yeah, man, that was the whole. That shit sucked.
What did you learn about yourself in those 90 fucking days?
That's a great question. I learned that patience is everything. Light is beautiful.
Yeah.
People are beautiful. It's all kinds of shit. I was in the hole because I was in a riot. And the riot had to happen. It had to happen. And I'm not one of those guys that's like, oh, I was there. No, I was like, I'm going to get.
It doesn't matter what kind of guy you are. When you're in prison, you are now in a brand new place. And I watched this documentary on HBO. It pissed me off a little bit because there was this, it was like a white nerdy kid, and he wrote a bunch of bad checks. But they put him in a violent prison, maximum security, mm-hmm. because of the amount.
Yeah.
And the lawyer kept saying, you can't throw this kid in with the killers and shit. They're going to fucking kill him. And that's exactly, they didn't kill him. What they did is made him help. So one dude was stabbing another dude, and they made him hold the guy's legs. He was in there for bad checks. Now he's in for life for murder in prison. And they just made this guy hold the dude's legs while he, and again, it was violent. They had the video of it, and you're just, it's like the dude stabbed him like 60 times or something. But again, they're reminding you, like, this is a guy who raped and killed people that's dying. So, but then he joins a band in prison. I'm like, I'm at the music center. We can't get instruments for these kids. These people stealing them out of here during the riots. This motherfucker's playing the bass guitar in prison. Get the fuck out of here, man.
There's only one guitar in there.
Had three strings and shit. but yeah, he was this nerdy kid that did, and that's what I'm saying. You could end up in there. You could easily end up in there. That's why I don't ever want to. I'm scared of it.
And I
so the riot had to happen because you're in prison, and if that's what's going to happen, then you're either with it or you're dead.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, you're not dead. There's going to be a price to pay. You're not, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And but I was kind of, as stupid as it sounds, Ryan, I was with it. I was still, I'm 30 years old, and I was like, man, I'm fucking shot off Sundays. Under, I was just like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I need to let these fools know what's up.
So what happens in a riot?
All hell.
And are they're not firing in on you guys or anything like that? Well, or you're getting as much as you can before they lock it all down?
The riot I did was in the county.
Okay.
And it was all bad. It was just us versus everybody.
Everybody.
We were sick of what the fuck we were getting treated in there. And we're like, we're not going to have this shit no more. So we all woke up early as fuck.
And what do?
You just fucking get up.
How many of you guys?
There was maybe, let me see. I would say there's about 150 in that dorm, total people. And there was probably 80 Mexicans.
So half of you guys against everybody else.
Yeah, but everybody else was like, we're helping you too.
yeah.
yeah, you were like, oh, HD, honey dude? No, that's down homie.
Are you Mexican? I am today. I am today.
And fuck, bro. So we lived in these, it's a big ass dorm, and they have like Foxtrot, Alpha, Beta, C, like places where you live. They house like 15 to 16 people. I was living in Foxtrot F. They found me in B.
Is that far away? Like, down?
No, I wasn't even supposed to be where the tables were. And yeah, but it was kind of an honor because like, they came in, the cops came in with fucking those
rubber bullets. What are they? Gas? All the shields?
No, worse.
They battering ram shit?
Worse.
What the fuck is
that? They came in with like pepper spray, but like size of fire extinguishers.
Oh, I've seen those. The ones they use on the Capitol rioters and shit. Yeah.
And then they had paintball pellets that had mace in them.
Oh, shit.
And I had so many welts on me. And I just remember though, like, so when they come in, everyone stay where the fuck you are. They have to investigate. And then they're like, what the hell are you doing over here? I was like, you know, you make up an excuse. Dude, I woke up, people were fighting. I ran. And they're like, okay. They're like, why you have all these welts on you? I was like, you guys shot me. Like, and they're like, why are your hands out? This is from that riot.
Damn.
Like, yeah. Like it was going down, bro. It was going down. And they took me away, and people are just like, get down, shotgun. Get down, homie. And I was like, why weren't you guys with me? Like, okay, I'll see y'all fools. I'll see you later. And then, like, people who don't go, they're the ones that were like, oh, no, I did my thing. So whatever. Yeah, bro. That was
so
the
So what
riot.
Do they do then? Do they add more time to your sentence for shit
No, they
like
have
that?
To investigate, and then they sent me to the hole. I lost. They knew. They were like, no. And then they put you in a red jumpsuit. You do your 90 red, days. Huh? Yeah, because now you're a violent. Like, hey, this might, he'll do some shit. And yeah, bro. But being in the hole, I got away from everybody. I wrote all my family, and it was kind of like, hey, homie, you know what's going to happen every time. And I mean, I'm with the business, bro. If there's a riot, I'm going. But there was no need to be more aggressive than I had to be after that.
Now, that time in solitude, did you envision yourself back on stage? Were you saying to yourself, when I'm out of here, I'm going to go do comedy, do the right thing? Or were you worried you'd be back there? What were you thinking?
None of that.
Nothing.
No, I was just more like, fuck, I let my kids down. They were going to come visit me. Now you're denied all that shit.
3 months now, you don't even get to see your kids.
Yeah. Wow. And like, it sucked, man, because my son was in sixth grade at that time. And I have custody of him. And we were just like, he'd always write, and he was just like, what happened? And I was like, I'll see you at visiting. Like, I can't explain this shit through a letter. And I just remember seeing him. He was just like, hey, man, I don't have a mom. All I have is you. What are you going to do? And I was like, all right, I'll be home. Don't trip. And then, yeah, man. You know, your friends and your family can't check you, but your kids can. You know what I mean by that. And you just do a certain thing. And from there on.
I do know what you mean by that.
Yeah. I was like, you know what, George? There's no more reason to be hard. Motherfuckers know what's up.
It doesn't hit like the way it does when you're kids.
Yeah.
It just like, doesn't.
Yeah. You know? It's crazy. Like, my son to this day still lives with me. And he's always like, hey, remember you drew this for me in prison? I was like, you kept all this shit? And he's like, Dad, I loved it. And I go, I'm not going to lie. I didn't draw that for it.
I painted some raisinets for an artist.
You know, it's a trip, though, as I was locked up with some crazy gangster named Rascal, who's from La Mirada. That's La Mirada for the
white. Yeah, I got it. I've been out here long enough. I can order a Taco Bell.
And he was a tattoo artist and hardcore gangster.
I was going to ask you, do you have any, how many prison tats? All of
all
them?
All of them. Yeah. Except for.
I think I might have asked you that last
time. Yeah. This one is my mom's name. She passed away. I got her in a rose. And yeah, that's it. And oh no, but Rascal did these when he got out. Like his life is doing great. He owns his own tattoo shop now. Like, hey, bro, it's a trip when you're locked up with someone and then you see them rehabilitated.
And get out and do it.
And
huh?
Do it. Yeah. Like, did I tell you about the time I got locked up at the Dodger game?
I mean, no, I don't think so. You said it to me before we got on and I was like, shut up and don't say another word. Why? What'd you do at the Dodger game?
So we were in those cheap ass seats. The ones like where you can see the fucking doves and shit.
Yeah, yeah. When and, you can't tell if it's a foul ball or a home run for a minute. Yeah, you're like, hang on. All right.
Like, you know, you dare catch it. You're like, nah. You just wait to get hit by the ball. And we were drunk and shit, and we were throwing shit on the field. And we were just being dumbasses. We were the girls, and the girls we were with are pushing people. And, they have a jail in Dodger Stadium.
They got, I think, in all stadiums. But wait, you were drunk and throwing shit on the field. What inning?
I think it was the fifth or the sixth. I got out ninth inning.
Wait, so they take you down to the jail and you get out?
Yeah. And they realized that, like, we really weren't doing shit. They were containing us. And, like, I'm not on parole. I'm not. It's fucking bullshit. Like, I wasn't even thinking about it. Like, how stupid were you to let these fools lock you up? Like, hey, dog, you're not even a cop. Like, the hot dog fools locked us up.
Nuh-uh. Like, some hot dog vendor holding some gangster down.
That's how fucking drunk we
that
were.
That motherfucker must have loved his job. Because I'll tell you what, for that minimum wage, I ain't holding shit. The hot dog guy got you.
Yeah. Man, prison, it sucks right now, too, Ryan. The system's bad, bro. Like, on a level 2 and 1 yard, those yards that were like for people to go home, mm-hmm. they're no good no more. What I mean no good is they have the snitches. They're called SNY yards.
What's that?
Special need yards.
Okay.
Like you got snitches, molesters, fucking people that are
chomos and all that shit.
People that have done a crime, if they put them with people like me, they'll be killed. So now they're like, well, if you want to go home, you have to stay on this yard, but then you're no good no more. So it's all bad. It's all bad, bro. Like, say you're doing 20 years and you're on your 18th year now. You're like, you know what, Ryan? Your points have dropped. Now you can get visits with your family and hug them and shit. But you're like, I can't go to that yard. I can't sleep with the molester. I can't have like, yeah, it's all bad, man. Hey, shout out to all the homies doing time. Stay safe, fellas. Stay on that 3 yard and just do that hard time at the end. Because say you go to that level 2 yard, now you got to beat that guy up so they'll take you off the yard and you just added 8 months to your sentence.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah. If you were in prison, you'd handle, bro. It's just your style.
Listen, I believe, I would hope where I was put, I could hold myself, hold my own. But you put me on those, with the, I'm almost 50. You put me in there with some 24-year-old fucking monster. Fuck it. I'll take the ass whooping. I'll take it. Yeah. But I ain't going to do nothing. Yeah. You know, I might get his eye. I'll go for an eye, something.
Yeah.
But also, I wouldn't start any shit. I'm that way in life. I mind my own business. I don't want to look over here and even see what you're doing. I hear horror stories about people walking by and looking in. Now you saw what they were doing. Like, get your ass in here. You're doing this heroin too, because if you don't, you're going to tell on us and we're going to have to fucking kill you. Now you're doing whatever in that cell. I hear all kinds of stories.
Yeah, well, you don't have to do the heroin, but it's more it's like
gonna,
if we get
like
caught,
you said, there's going to be a price to pay.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Yeah, that, oh, fuck, I feel bad. I don't even know if I've ever said this shit. You always bring this shit out of me, dude. You'd be like the best guy for 48. You're like, all right, I need to know everything right now. So I was at this prison, man, and there was this white guy that was, oh, this poor guy. He was an older man, like 64. His name was Wesley. He was from Compton. Originally, like the OGs.
Yeah, I was going to say, he must be 64, well, way
he's
back.
He's probably 74, okay. 76 now. He was in there for attempted murder. Got a divorce. Started drinking. He's a, not a puny, but he's a little guy. And then somebody made fun of him afterwards. And they beat him up. They pissed on him. They took his money. And so he broke a bottle, went in there and stabbed that motherfucker.
Damn.
Yeah. And now he's staying. I was in a dormitory my last year because my points dropped.
Is that your own cell?
No,
you're still sharing.
No, now I'm living in a barracks with 100 inmates.
And it's just open?
Open.
Oh, okay.
It's like, you know, in the Navy.
Right,
like,
yep.
And it's like that. And it rock and rolls. And this fool, I'm allowed to have a white or a Mexican fool sleep under me. If not, I'm not sleeping there and shit's going to happen. It's what it is. It's what it is. It's the politics. And so one night I had my cell phone and it was my fault, bro. I shouldn't have been as loud as I was because he had to go to work. He worked for the dental. They have dentists in prison.
Okay.
And he was the x-ray guy that went.
Yeah.
And he had juice and I could have used them, but I was like, this poor old white man. And then one night he wakes up in front of everybody, dog. There's all of us right there. All of us. And he was like, hey, shotgun. I'm like, good morning. He's like, fucking, what do you mean good fucking morning? You fucking kept me up all fucking night, all this bullshit. And I just looked at this fool and everybody's looking at me like, oh shit, someone just called out shotgun. He was sitting on the bottom bunk, putting his fucking shoe on, talking shit to me. And I just fucking jumped off my bunk. I fucking kicked him in the motherfucking face.
This is why I never want to go to prison. Because he had to say something and you had to do something. That's what I'm saying. I don't even want to be in prison yet.
And then
I get the fucking mindset. Yeah. I don't want to be there.
And I remember just going, you say one more word, dog, I'm not going to stop. And then all the whites were like, fuck, we have to back up our homie. And all the Mexicans were like, jump. And then fucking, I was like, I don't have the power, but I was just like, hey, homie, it was a misunderstanding. you know, if you guys want to punish me, I'm down. And the homie's like, no one's punishing you. This motherfucker disrespected you and you did what you had to do. And then, like, it was weird, fool, because I had to sleep with this fool later.
did he go fix his own teeth? He's in there himself doing his shit. X-raying his own shit. Like, ah, that's all.
You are a savage.
That's the guy I'd be in prison saying shit like that, and I get beat in my sleep for talking shit.
This is the fucked up part. So, like, he didn't even go to eat. He was embarrassed. He thought his people were going to punish him.
Because he didn't fight back or whatever.
And I went up to the white rep. I said, hey, homie, it was a misunderstanding.
The rep. I love it. Yeah. Guy's got a little name tag.
No, he don't have a name tag. But I was just, I told that for, hey, homie, like, I apologize. I shouldn't have to apologize, but this old man's going home in a year. I don't think he's ever had to deal with someone like me. So I apologize. But if anything else, let me know. And he's like, no. He's like, we're going to tax him. I said, that's what I don't want you guys to do. You know,
what's that? Tax him, you said?
They're going to beat his ass.
Oh, that's a tax. Yeah. Tax that ass.
Yeah. Okay. And I was like, okay. And I don't have no power. And I was just like, hey, dog.
And he's 68.
Yeah.
And a bunch of young, strong motherfuckers are going to roll on us.
And people already been killed at that prison I was at for getting taxed. Because you fight in the restroom and it's all tile. And if you fall back, it's a wrap. So I remember, like, I was working the yard crew. And I just remember, like, fuck, man, I feel like a dick. Like, I went to breakfast and people were like, oh, shit. And, you know, the whole prison knew, oh, shit, George kicked. They made shit up. Oh, George kicked some white boy in the face. He did a backflip, rolled in someone else's bed, pretending he was asleep. Yeah. And, like, hey, bro, fucking gossip all day. I just remember coming back and I just go, hey, homie, let me talk to you real quick. And he was just like, yeah. And his head down, all scared. I go, hey, dog. You don't have to be like that, but you put me in a position. Now, I apologize to you, but that's it. Here's a fucking cigarette. If you want to.
Here's two tickets to the Comedy Store. I promise you, they're going to be good someday.
You could park here by spot. I want to find this fool because he was cool, man. Yeah, that's like my whole like.
Now, let me ask you.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I like it. So you got a heart in there.
Yeah, it hurts, bro. It hurts because I still had to do, I still did 4 to 5 months of this fool sleeping under me, and he didn't talk to me ever after that. He was just like.
I bet he didn't say shit to you. That's the lesson he learned. All right, so here's, what would have happened if you didn't do anything to him?
Now, if I didn't do anything to him?
Yep, if he talked shit like that.
I probably would have got stabbed.
By your own.
Yeah.
For not sticking up.
Straight up. No, it would have been like this. Like if the big homie would have been like, hey, come here real quick. Let's go to the baño. What the fuck going on? Right there. All right. You need to get taken care of, or you need to go handle that right now, and you're still going to get taken care of.
Because you didn't do it, and I had to tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was never that guy. There was a guy in there, though, that fucking was Don King.
What do you mean?
He was
like a promoter?
Oh, he was just like, hey, check this out, Don. Somebody was talking bad about you.
Don King.
I heard it. And he was willing to put himself on the line. Like, hey, we'll go over there. And I was like, who's talking shit on me? He goes, that fool. He goes, you want to fight him? I said, yeah. And he goes, all right. He goes, I'm the only one allowed in there. And we were fighting the restroom.
And nobody beat his ass for this?
Nah, he was like, this fool was like 6'4", 230.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's already been in prison for 16 years. And like, no homo, he was a beautiful man. He was telling me stories that he was locked up since he was like 12. So he's never seen the sun. He doesn't have no sugar in him, no salt.
So he's healthy.
Fuck yeah. And his whole body.
I've been waiting for the silver lining here about prison, and there it is.
Yeah. His whole body was women doing sexual shit.
His tattoos?
Yeah, and I just be like, and I remember he'd always be like, he goes, yeah, homie, fuck it. Only person I love is my mom, man. Fuck that shit. My mom's been visiting me since I was 10. This fool told me he used to fuck ham when he was little in juvenile hall.
The ham hock?
Yeah, he was like, he's like, you just got to cut a hole, put butter in there,
eh? He's putting butter in.
And then the funniest shit, he goes, yeah, he was
like, ham.
He goes, I like fat bitches. When I get out, I hug with the fat bitch because they smell like those hams.
This dude is fucked up.
Did I even tell you about the time that I seen a prison guard that I was locked up with at a fucking show that I was at?
I don't know. I don't remember it.
Downey doing an underground comedy show. One of the prison guards was there.
He remember you?
He just goes, hey, you're George Perez? I said, yeah. And he goes, you remember me? And I was like, nah, you like a fan or something? And he just went like, show me his gun. He goes, hey, man, I have to let you know that, like, you were in my prison. I have to leave, dog, but I'm just letting you know that I'm strapped. And I was like, homie, I go up next.
Oh, he didn't know you were a comic?
Yeah. I was like, I'm going on stage.
Is that
next.
Really what they have to do legally?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. So
I don't think they have to tell you, but he was just more like, because he see me there with a group of people, mm-hmm. and I was just like, fuck, that must be a hard job.
Also, to remember everybody, I feel like the turnover is pretty motherfucking high in there.
Yeah, no, you'll remember, bro. You'll remember.
So he was strapped in there. Did he watch you?
No.
No, he left?
Yeah, because I probably told, in his head, he goes, fuck, they know I'm a cop.
I see. Yeah, that would blow his cover. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the hardest job ever, a cop. Imagine that. You have to wear a camera to work.
Yeah, and it records everything you do and say. This is hard enough. This hour's hard enough to say shit not to get canceled. Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine that.
Yeah, fuck that.
All right, so now you do 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
Did you do all three?
Since it was a violent crime, you had to do 85% of your time. So I did 3 years and, no, 2 years and like 9 months.
All right, so talk to me about getting out. Like, what is it like that week leading up to getting out?
They give you a ducat. It's called the S ducat. Because when you're in prison, you have a card, and that card lets you know where you're supposed to be. So between 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock, George is allowed to be by the cafeteria because he works there. He's allowed to go to yard at this time because he doesn't have no work. So they give you a S ducat that's letting all the cops know, oh, you're going home in 2 weeks. Okay, cool. Yeah, go. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to go to work no more. Like, I don't have to work. Look, this is why. Because if you don't go to work, they'll fucking give you more time, or like they'll give you this.
Any fuck up is more time,
it's
right?
It's called a 115. It's like a what's that shit called? Cops, a citation.
Mm-hmm.
And I just remember, man, my real close homie in those last months was some guy named Little Man, solid as fuck. He's doing it 18 years. He was locked up since he was 15 for murder. And he was just like, hey, dog, you're representing us. Like, when you go out there now, you don't have to be this gangster. Be you, but you don't have to be hitting fools up, blasting. Like, go out there, let the world know we're funny. We have a sense of humor. Let them know that gangsters, homies, cholos, chicanos, like, we're funny, dog. And I was kind of like, everybody was cheering for me, bro. It was kind of cool, man. But that fucking walk, I'll never forget that day I got released. Me.
What do you do now?
You don't sleep.
Are you okay? Go back to my first question. The first night you finally did sleep,
oh, yeah.
Were you by yourself because the dude was out of the cell, or did you have to sleep with this dude?
I had to sleep with him for like 2 weeks.
What is that like?
It's weird, bro.
Is it loud or is it quiet?
It's quiet as a motherfucker. Quiet. There's a penalty for talking after.
There is.
Oh, yeah.
So how do people communicate? Is it quiet whisper? Or is it notes back and forth? Like, how do you talk to your cellmate?
There's no whispering at all.
They'll hear it, huh?
Yeah, so you just pass a little letter under. Mm-hmm. But there's really, you're really not even trying to do that.
Right.
You don't want to bring no attention to yourself.
Are they walking by or are there cameras
there's
everywhere?
There's cameras and they're walking by.
In the cell there's cameras
no,
too?
No, outside.
Okay. Got it.
And Yeah. I just remember there's no pillow.
There's no pillow? I guess not. I mean, that is a luxury, I guess, huh?
Especially there because, yeah, fuck, man.
All right. So now the week you're going out, you can't sleep. You're so fucking excited. Are they letting visits happen during that week or is it like now nah, you'll be home?
I mean, visits are assigned to you through like you have a correction, a number they give you. Mine was F99587. And those last three numbers are like everyone gets a week in the month. So I had the third week of the month and my shit already passed. As I got released the day before Thanksgiving.
It's all holiday based, huh?
Yeah.
Christmas Eve and then the day before Thanksgiving. Yeah. All right, so what happens? Thanksgiving Eve, to me, honest to God, it's a great night.
Fuck yeah.
It can be a great night.
Damn, dude, you're making me like almost tear up right now.
Who picks you up?
I'll get to that. Everyone's sad, dog. They don't want you to leave. Fools are like, where you going, homie? It's just, I got a year left. Do it with me. I'm like, I can't, dog. Like, I got to go. And I just remember, like, this is where people know who you are. Everything you said, what are you going to be accountable? So I told everyone, hey, I had Jordans in there. I had Levi's, nice jacket, clean undershirt. So I go, hey, homie, I went up to everybody. I said, look, here's that jacket I promised. Here's that watch. Here's it. I go, because when I leave here, I can get all this shit. You guys can't. Here's my radio. Here's my TV. I left everything. And people were like, get down, homie. Get down. And then I remember just having the bomb-ass dinner. I didn't sleep, bro. I was just chilling with my homeboy, Little Man. And we're just talking. And he's just like, hey, dog, like, what are you going to do? And I was like, I don't know. I'm scared.
Were you?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Is that what you were scared about?
Like, I didn't even know where I was going to live. The girl was like, hey, if you find a job within 3 days, I'll let you live with me. I was like, what?
3 days.
Do you feel me?
Yeah.
And there's always rumors that people are like, hey, fools, some fools have beef on you.
This is what I wanted to ask you. Is there truth to the people want to fucking trip you up and try to sweat you before you go out so they reset
I've seen it happen to people. Yeah. I've seen it happen where fools are like, nah, homie, you owe money. You're not going nowhere.
Oh, okay.
And I was just like, I don't know no money. And that's when the guard's like, Perez, bunk, 32. And I was like, I ain't going to lie. I wanted to run because I didn't want to walk through that. And they're like, everyone's like, hey, come here. Give me a hug. Give me a hug. Give me a hug. Fuck yeah, homie. Hey, here's my address. All right. Oh, yeah. And then you have to walk. The whole prison, you have your little brown bag, tore up ass clothes. I took whatever was worse because they have mail outs. Your family mails you clothes you can wear when you leave. And then I'm in a cell like this big. It's a wire cell with a chain fence. And they're like, hey, you're going to go home in 2 hours. There's a black guy in there. There's an Asian in there. There's a white guy in there. I'm pretty sure you guys are going to fight. He's like, what do you want to do? You want to be by yourself in the closet or you want to go in that cell? I said, I'm cool. I'll go in the cell. I'm going home. You know? Put my clothes on and shit. Everyone's like, they give you $200.
That's more than comedy clubs give you. Ain't that some shit? You've been doing nothing but time there.
You know, everything runs through your head, bro. My daughter was the most precious thing I wanted to see because, like, my girlfriend was pregnant when I went to prison. So I didn't even get to see my daughter be born.
Man, really?
I met my daughter on my birthday on the first prison visit I ever had.
Wow. How old was she at that time? Days, weeks?
Six, 7 months.
Months? Okay. Yeah.
Almost
what was
year.
That like?
It was crazy, dude. She was attached. Did they let you hold her? Yeah. You can hold her in prison.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And you're waiting, bro. You're just like, hey, dog, like you guys said I could leave. Why am I still in this? We waited for 2 hours. And then finally they were like, I remember talking to my girlfriend the day before. She's like, hey, we're going to be in the parking lot in this car. And like, They open a fucking fence, and they're like, all right, fool.
It is like that, huh? That big slide.
Yeah,
fence.
Oh, yeah. And they're like, look, you cannot hang out in this fucking parking lot. You cannot be, because there's houses by my prison. Like, there's like, it's society, civilians. Yeah. There's a park across the street.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but everybody knows when you escape, you don't kick it, you go. Yeah. So they ain't scared. And, I just remember, like, all right, cool, man. And then they open the next gate and they're like, hey, find your family and get the fuck out of here. Or get in our van. We'll take you to the Greyhound and you can go somewhere. And out of nowhere, my girlfriend's like, hey. Oh, dog, it's crazy. Like, you get in the car and shit. Of course you cry and shit. You know, I'm all crying and shit. Oh, my God, you're home. You're free. And I was like, yeah. You know, I go, please, can we leave? Can we leave?
Is your daughter there, too? Yeah. She bring your daughter? Your son, too?
No, my son's. Okay. And then they're like, nah. Because they didn't. When my sons would visit me, they're like, hey, Dad, I don't like the visits. They strip search you. They got guns on top. Like, watching you.
Oh, they strip search the people coming in?
Everybody.
Of course they do, right?
Yeah,
sure.
And they're like, I'm like, yeah, don't go through this shit no more. I just remember being on the freeway and my girlfriend was tripping because I was like, hey, is it okay if I roll the window? Because I'm used to asking someone to do. She's like, why the fuck are you asking if you can roll the window down? And I was like, scared.
That's interesting. Yeah. How long did it take you to transition out of that sort of mentality?
I don't know. Maybe a year.
Yeah.
And she was like, hey, we're going to go to your. My brother was watching my son from. I have two other sons. One of them lives with his mom. My other son lives with his brother. And we just went over there and they were like, oh, Dad. And it was crazy for a lot of crying, a lot of like, hey, I'm sorry. And then they took me to Disney Walk and I almost fucking lost it. Hey, and I'm ripped, dog. I was doing like.
Yeah, you're best shape of your life.
Yeah. <Myra. laughs> And I'm fucking over there, fucking Disney Walk. Sure enough. Motherfuckers are rude, stepping on my shoes. There's people on my, and then my sons just hug me. Dad. They can just, I was just like, hey, come here real quick. You fucking just stepped on my shit, homie. And I remember the guy was like, I'm pushing my stroller. Sorry. He was like, excuse
this
me.
This is crazy here.
And then my son seen it. And they're like, let's get the fuck out of here. I'm like, thank you. We went to a Mexican restaurant. I got drunk off one beer.
Yeah, I bet your tolerance is nothing.
Yeah, and hey, man.
Let me ask you this. How long before you really were able to, like, let your shoulders down? You know, not just finally.
I don't know if I have yet.
I've talked to guys in prison. They say it's something they never do.
Man.
I've talked to guys that were like, if you see a dude that's always like this, he's probably served time. And I'm like, that's interesting. You just never really can drop all the way.
I mean, at the house.
Yeah.
But like.
But still, there's always.
Check this out. I haven't kicked it with the black dude in 3 years. And my homeboy, Stephen Fly, he was like, yo, player, I heard you're out.
Yeah.
And he was just like, yo, you want a cigarette? I'm like, yeah, but I can't smoke after you. Like, I've been taught these rules. And he was like, man, shut your ass up, dog. And I'm just like, hey, homie, I'm uncomfortable right now, please. He was just like, oh, shit. Like, it was, hey, bro, it was weird, man. Like, I didn't, yeah.
When did you first do comedy after you were out? How long?
3 months.
3 months. What was that like?
Well, I did it. How can I say this? Russell Peters is so dope.
Yeah, he is. He's come and done the show. He's great.
Yeah. You know, he found out. He was just like, yo, you want to do no Kia theater?
Oh, my God. Are you telling me you went from prison to doing theaters like that with Russell? You went from like a 6x6 cell to the Nokia theater? Holy shit. That's a mind fuck right there.
I know.
3 months out of prison, you're doing...
No.
Shows like that?
I did a show with him 3 weeks, and then I got scared.
Out of prison?
Yeah. I did the Laugh Factory. He was like, hey, come. And I was like, all right. And then he was like, hey, we're doing Nokia Theater. And I was kind of like, that wasn't around before I got locked up.
No, it wasn't.
And I was like, the phone company has a, Nokia has a,
that's a theater.
And then, that was some shocking ass shit. I got scared. And I'm ripped. like I have a model body. And Russell's like, hey, here's an outfit for the show. So guess who's at the show in the green room? Alyssa Milano.
No.
I got pictures, dog. The original Mystique. The girl. Fuck it. Rebecca Romijn Stamos.
Stamos. Yeah.
Rosoli file the girls from Rosoli Files on TNT show. And yeah, dog. And like I just remember like being hit on by successful people and Russell going, hey, this fool was stabbing people 2 months ago. Yeah. Yeah. And then like after that, my girlfriend got real jealous and she was just like, hey, I don't think you should be going out. You're on parole. Like I broke parole because I wasn't allowed to leave. I could only be like
a
50-mile radius.
And also, are you allowed to be in a place that has alcohol and live entertainment because, that's not violating parole?
Yeah. No, parole, I wasn't a drug offender or nothing. Got it. Okay. They were just like, they would search my house for weapons and I couldn't be around another parolee. And yeah, but fucking Russell, dog, that shit was dope.
That's what a 360.
Yeah.
I should say 180. Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn.
And then Joey Diaz was finally like, hey, bro.
I mean.
I'm doing the Brea Improv. I only live 10 minutes from there. And he was like, you want to come do a quick 10 minutes? Fool makes me headline when I get there. But he was just like, hey, bro, I know what you're going through, George. Break out of this shit. Break. Stop. He's like, your wife's going to try to make you do construction, all this shit. No, you're a fucking comedian. Remember like in Kill Bill where he's telling her, bitch, you're over here trying to get married to a record guy. You're a killer. Yeah. This is what you do. Joey sent me back out. And I was like, you know what? Thanks, though. You're right. You're right. Because I sucked those first 15 minutes on stage. And then the comic came out and he was like, fuck this shit. Go off the top now. Start freaking. And then I was like, it felt good again. You know, because when I did a Russell show, it was all my, I went over all my old jokes. It was, I didn't even test myself. Mm-hmm. And it was, they're all going to laugh. They thought I was Indian and shit. They did. I was dressed in Russell's expensive ass. He got me like a Gucci outfit. And I was like, they're like, oh shit, this full Indian too?
That's great, man.
Yeah.
What a story, dude. Thank you for coming on here and sharing. I'm sure that wasn't easy to talk about some of that stuff, man. Thank you.
Nah, man. I'm glad, though, bro.
Like, I'm glad you're out. I'm glad you changed and Segura, made a difference.
Joey, Red Band, like you guys, I don't ever talk like this to my kids or nothing. I don't want them to know. Now they're going to know because they watch.
But yeah.
Thanks, man. Like, hey, dog, it's good, man. You know, there's a lot of talented people that are in prison, bro. I was locked up with the guy in the, remember that, you know that show Snow on Fox? Mm-mm. There's a show on Fox, John Singleton directs it. It's okay. Huge. That fool was in my prison dorm. One of the main actors.
Not really?
Yeah, but.
Yeah, right.
He was in the riot that I was in, so we don't talk.
Love your show, man, but fuck you. Dude, promote whatever you'd like one more time, please.
George Perez, follow me on Twitter, Instagram, any network, George P. Comedy. I got a podcast called George Perez Stories. Every Tuesday night at 9:15, we drop an episode. I'm on tour with Fools Gone Wild and Funk Freaks and ladies only over the age of 44 send nudes.
That's great, dude. All right. As always, Ryan Sickler on all social media, ryansickler.com. We'll talk to y'all next week.